Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that we're able to share the word of the Lord today. And as if you've been a regular listener, we share this word every day, Monday through Friday, on this station at the same time. And I praise the Lord that you made time in your schedule to be able to join me today. And if you just happen to tune in for the first time, welcome, and I pray that you're blessed by the word of the Lord. We've been looking at a passage of scripture found in Psalm 119:165, "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them or cause them to stumble," the Amplified says. This is a powerful and amazing statement from the Word of God. There's a promise that if we do certain things, we'll never be offended. Isn't that amazing? Imagine going through life where you would not have to be torn up with offense, with hurt, with bitterness, with resentment, with disappointment. Is that amazing or what? Of course, this is a wonderful state to be in. You know, Jesus, while he experienced every human emotion possible, because he was made just as we were, his emotional makeup wasn't any different. He was human. He was completely human and also completely divine. His mother was the Virgin Mary. His father was God Almighty. And so he was a perfect mix of blending of the human and divine. And even though he experienced every single human emotion, he is touched by the feeling of our infirmities. He's our example. He's made the way before us, yet he did not sin. So there is a way that we can experience the human emotions that we do. And I'm speaking primarily now, of course, the negative ones of joy, happiness, excitement. All those are good. Now, we think of anger and sorrow as bad. Well, they're part of the human makeup. God himself has emotions. We see that God was so grieved that he had made man when he looked at the earth and humanity at the time of the flood, that it grieved him in his heart that he made man, and he destroyed all of mankind, wiped out the animal creation, except for Noah and those that survived with him on the ark. So God, we're made in the image of God. Emotions are not wrong, but there is an unrighteous way, an ungodly way, we can allow our emotions to control us. You see, our spirit man is to control us, not our emotional nature. And so this particular passage of scripture says we will have great peace for those who love his law. That's the condition. We have to love the law of the Lord. Paul said in Romans 7:22, "For I delight in the law of God after the inward man." Psalm 119:77 says, "Let thy tender mercies come unto me, O Lord. Let me experience your mercy, your grace, your favor, that I may live. For thy law is my delight." See, that's a statement. That's a confession. I love your law, Lord. I delight in your law. If we delight in the law, we delight and love the law. That means we love the giver of the law. Isn't that right? Jesus is one with his word. So now let's go on. There is a promise, great peace. Oh, take a deep breath. Wouldn't that be wonderful to live in a state of perpetual great peace? Is that impossible? Well, as we live in this world, there's going to be constant things to threaten that peace, but within our inner man, we can live and experience that peace where the storms of life may blow around us, but they're not going to unseat us. It's like the man who has built his house upon a rock. The winds may blow, the waves may rise, the storm may be furious and rage round about, but that house will not fall because it's built upon the rock. Let me share with you this beautiful beautiful passage in Isaiah, the 32nd chapter, verse 17. This is the Amplified translation. And the effect of righteousness shall be peace. And I suggest to you that refers to internal and external peace. And the result of righteousness, quietness and confidence forever. Hallelujah. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. Therefore, this is the condition, beloved, if you love God's law, if you cherish the Word of God, number one, if you really do, if you cherish and love it, and if it's your delight, number one, you can have great peace, and number two, you can never be offended. Now, that's amazing. That's wonderful. And that's incredible in itself. But I want to suggest to you we can go deeper yet, because even though the Word says this, that's wonderful. Is it not true? And that's more than sufficient. Isn't that right? We don't need to go any further, but we can dig a little bit deeper if you'll choose to follow me. How can we be at peace? By loving the law. Well, first of all, because it reflects Jesus. It reflects Him. He and His Word are one. It shows what He's like. It describes His very person. And then, secondly, it has a practical effect upon us. Psalm 119 and 2 says, "Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart." And let me share with you Psalm 19 and 7. Now, there are four benefits here. This is talking about the law of the Lord, God's spiritual principles. And I shared on a previous broadcast, just as physical principles operate this universe, they cannot be contravened. Science is discovering there are implicit, inherent laws by which the universe operates in on a physical level, scientific level. So it's true. Think about it. In the spiritual unseen realm, there are principles. And those principles, just as they're valid and will not bend in the natural law, I mean, in the natural realm, so it's true in the spiritual realm. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Oh my, isn't that wonderful? His law, it's perfect, and it converts our soul, our fallen nature. You know, we're spirit, our spirit saved, we're made immediately righteous upon salvation, but it's our soul nature that needs converting. Our minds must be renewed by the Word of God. We're transformed by the renewing of our mind, and that Word of God will change us. So the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Number one, the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Think of that. What is this verse saying? The law of the Lord, the testimony of the Lord, the statutes of the Lord, the commandments of the Lord, all talking about God's spiritual principles, they will do four things to you if you love them. They will convert your soul. They will make you wise, making wise the simple. They will give you joy, rejoicing the heart. And they will enlighten your eyes. They will give you understanding. They will give you direction. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true. In other words, His way is true and righteous altogether. There is no unrighteousness or iniquity in Him. So, beloved, because you love His law, you will be changed. His law transforms and changes us. In fact, beloved, that's the only thing that will. It's God's Word. Remember Jesus in the wilderness, the devil came. What did He use? He used the Word of God. And so, this is a wonderful scripture to stand on. If you say, Sister Glass, Pastor Judith, I love God's law. I really do. I enjoy listening every day because that's what you share. You share the Word of the Lord, and I love His law. Well, because of that, you can have great peace, and nothing will offend you. I can feel somebody's getting really happy out there. This has made me happy. Praise God. You know, I don't preach anything to you that I'm not preaching double loud to myself. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so, thirdly, what are we sharing now? We're talking about the ability to have great peace. You will love His law because of the understanding and spiritual insight that it gives you. Think about that. there's something about seeking the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Be it with all you're getting, get wisdom, get understanding. Isn't what that proverb says? Psalm 73. Remember the psalmist there was, he was envious at the foolish. When he saw the prosperity of the wicked, he said, God, look at them. They're not even serving you. They're prospering in the world. They increase in riches. He's cleansed his heart in vain, he says. He's been plagued all day long and chastened every morning. In other words, he's doing his best to serve God. He's having, seems like, nothing but trouble. He's plagued all day long. He's going through the chastening of the Lord. He looks around. Hey, those that are wicked, those that aren't serving God, they don't seem to have any troubles. But what does he say? Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end. Hallelujah. And beloved, if you will rest in God's law, if you will love his law, you will love him, and you'll have a greater understanding that things are not always what they seem, and we are living just in time. We're living in a temporal world that, you know, time is going to, we're going to live in eternity, whether, you know, in heaven or in hell. Man, the soul, the spirit of man doesn't die, and we make our choices today. Choose this day whom you will serve, and he is the righteous judge of the whole earth. Whatever has offended you, he's going to right your cause. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And he's going to give to every man what he reaps, that man's going to sow. He will punish evil and wickedness. And also, he will reward all your efforts, all that you've done in his name. Your praise should be not of men, but of the Lord. Think about that, that God is going to reward you. He's going to set everything right. What you need to do is respond and act in a way that's godly. When your ways please the Lord, that's what the Word of God says, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. So if you'll do what's right, I mean, if you get angry, if you get bitter, then God's going to have to deal with you. But if your behavior is right, if your actions are godly, if you give all negative feelings to the Lord, Lord, I'm angry, but I don't want to sin, and I just release this to you, then he can turn around and work on your opponents, work on your enemies, work on those even who may be in the household of faith that are opposing you and doing you a disservice and treating you in an ungodly way. Pray for those who despitefully use you. Bless those who curse you. Amen. If you will do that, you will be blessed. Praise God. So much more to share, but you got to tune in tomorrow. My time is gone. I love you. I thank you for your prayer support. And remember, what you do in a financial way enables me to be on this station. So obey and hear God. Amen. God bless you. I love you. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.